Dreams of Aleppo power the work of Dublin-based architect and teacher Mohamed Ashour. Ashour's dream of his native city, which he left many years ago, surfaces in a new exhibition called Imagine, that he and other members of the group Art Nomads have mounted in conjunction with Christchurch Cathedral as part of this week's World Refugee Week. He spoke to Culture File's Anya Gallagher about the exhibition and his dreams of remaking Aleppo as a new sustainable city.
My name is Mohamed Ashour. I grew up in Aleppo and studied architecture there before relocating to Dublin, where I work now at Dublin City University as a teaching assistant. Imagine. It's the second exhibition of a group of artists. Christchurch Cathedral talked to us to do things during the refugee week. And then we got to the idea of the virtual tour. So it's exhibitions, but we did it with an idea of a virtual tour. So someone holding a camera, which represents a visitor, walking around in the cathedral, but he's like going within an art exhibition. The other main idea, it's come from light into dark. So the space inside, it's dark. So by projecting the artworks using projection, we bring light into the dark. Each artist send his digital artworks, but we suggest to them to relate to the idea of Imagine, the theme for this exhibitions. It's various kind of artworks, painting, poets, and for me, architectural drawing. The title of my art piece is Heaven. As the theme for the refugee weeks is Imagine, so I imagine myself flying back, soaring over the river, enjoying watching these elements of heaven. So I use video techniques to present as a video to make people feel that they are swift flying over the river and watching these lovely places and spaces. I am here in Ireland, so I believe that this is my home now, but also if I want to imagine idea of my home in Ireland, and also I have my other home in Aleppo. Aleppo buildings and architecture is destroyed through the last years. We have a lot to do, but when I say a lot to do, maybe a lot to create, a lot to design. And we can start from now. I used to say this and people just argue me that just be realistic. Okay, I can be realistic. I can now from my laptop, from my AutoCAD software to draw, and I can draw with my sketchbook. And I make a plan and make designs which my imagination. And I believe that one day the war will be ended, and one day the resources will be there, and one day the construction companies will start. So why I can't start from now? So let's start from now thinking about reconstruction. And trying not people from Aleppo, even with the people who migrate, who travel, and they know a lot about Aleppo. So all are welcome to join this, putting this idea, which might be, I used to call it with my Irish friends, a virtual Aleppo. The main issue is the local resources. So to have sustainable cities, you have to think about the local resources to save energy. And the other things, it's the idea of the community. We can't have one example. So the cultural things, the community starts from them. Then we can think about how to make this neighborhood a sustainable neighborhood or livable neighborhoods. So to start with the community, to talk with the community about art and architecture, engage them with these ideas, then the new future for planning, for designing, is to start from the people. So if the people have this knowledge, our future will be good.
Mohamed Ashour there talking to Áine Gallagher, and Imagine, the virtual exhibition, can be viewed at christchurchcathedral.ie/imagine.